To have faith is to believe or trust in something or someone that you cannot see. Now, most might call this blind faith, but all true faith is only present in the absence of what you are believing in. Most times, we cannot physically see the air, but we know that we can breathe. We can't see the vitamins and nutrients in food, but we eat and are nourished. There are many things in life that we can't see, but we believe are there. There are many things in life that we take advantage of and take for granted. They are not visible, but we trust that they are there and will be there for us. The truth is, we practice faith all the time. People, whether they are believers or not, put faith in things and other people every day. We watch the weather report and we put a certain amount of trust in the forecast for the next day. We trust that the weatherman has done his homework and has some idea what tomorrow's weather will be. Anything past tomorrow, well, that takes a little more faith, now doesn't it? The weatherman, most of the time, can be right about tomorrow, but what's going to happen next Sunday? Well, that's kind of up in the air, isn't it? You can guess. But that's all it is an educated guess. Maybe a look at patterns. But the point is, we do have some faith in what he says. Some trust. We make our plans for the day. We make our plans for the week according to what he tells us. We may plan picnics like today according to what the weather will be. We trust. We have a little bit of faith in others. Now there are some who trust in politicians and have faith in political parties. I would say to you, good luck with that today. Good luck with that trust and that faith. At times, we may trust in friends or neighbors, people we know really well. How many of us put our money in the bank? How many of us put our money in the bank? How many today have their money put directly into a direct deposit in their bank account? Is it just me, or does it take a certain amount of faith to believe in electronic movement of money? Have you got your minds completely wrapped around that? Do you know exactly how it happens? Do you know how it gets from the employer's hand into your bank in seconds? Do we really grasp how that works? I don't think we do, but for some reason in the world we live in, we've been forced to accept it. We know that it works. We know that it happens. And we have faith that it will be there. We have faith that it will somehow get there. We trust in what is before us, even though we can't see it. There was a day when I didn't trust that. I wanted my check in my hand, and I wanted to go to my bank and sign it and have them put it in. And if I could have, I would walk back and watch them actually put the money in. But I've been forced to have a little more faith than that today. The things that we accept on faith today that were unheard of 20 or 30 years ago, emails and texts, instantaneous communication, information floating around and stored in a cloud of all things. Stored in the cloud. We trust that that information is there. When we take our cell phones and trade them in and get a new one, we trust that we can pull everything down from the cloud. We have faith in that. It works. Our grandparents and great-grandparents could never have imagined what we trust to take place by faith today. We do have faith in things. We do trust in things. Maybe we're forced to, but we do trust and have faith. Think of everything that you take for granted that takes place in your life. Everything that you just have faith and trust will take place no matter what. It's just automatic. It's going to happen. Life's going to move forward. We're going to move on. We trust that those things will take place in our lives. With all this faith that we place in people or things, when it comes to trusting in God, the world, and sometimes even the church falls short. Let me give you an example of that today from current events. I didn't get that prayer request here today, but I did get it in Atlanta Church. I have spoken with people who are terrified of what North Korea and its unstable leader might do. They are terrified of what he may do because he's being provoked by our president. What are we going to do? What if he's pushed too far? What if he starts a nuclear war? What's going to happen to us? I expect that when I talk to people of the world. I expect that when I go to work at Walmart and people are in fear of what's going to take place, whether or not there will be another day. I fully expect for them to be fearful. But church, brothers and sisters in Christ, are you concerned with this? Is this something that worries you? Is this something that consumes you? Do you spend time worrying, afraid of what could happen in this world? If so, I have four words for you today. You of little faith. You of little faith. I'm not going to spend one moment worrying about such things, and neither should you. I'm not going to spend one moment worrying about who pushes which button. I'm not going to worry about it because I know that this world is going to last just as long as God wants it to last. I'm not going to worry about how messed up some leader might be. We have seen terrible, terrible, terrible leaders come through this world all through the decades doing the worst possible things. We have seen people who think that they can control what will take place in our world, thinking that just because they have made up their mind that they can destroy what they want. And I will tell you, if you've ever watched a meteor shower, they're all over the place. I'll go out tonight and watch. But every night we've seen lots of them. You see them coming and burning up before. Listen, God burns up every one of them before they hit the ground. You don't think he can't swat a missile out of the air? Do you think any missile is ever going to hit unless God wants it to hit? Do you think anything is going to happen in this world that God does not allow to happen? Have a little faith. Don't consume yourself with worries about things that you can't control. I know that before that happens, if this world's going to blow up, because I believe in Jesus Christ, I'm not going to be here anymore when it happens. That's what I believe, and that's what I trust in. Now, if we look back to the verses right before today's text, we get a better idea of the circumstances surrounding these events, and we need to look at that. Last week we heard about the feeding of the 5,000, and today we see Jesus walking on water. But if we look back to verse 13, we see why he's here. It says, when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Well, what had happened? Well, you got to read the whole Bible. You got to read the whole chapter. You got to go back to chapter 14 at the beginning to see what had taken place. John the Baptist was beheaded. He was beheaded. Was Jesus running away for safety because of what had happened to his relative, because of the prophet that went before him? Was Jesus running? No. If you put these texts together, you will find that he was withdrawing to pray. Withdrawing to pray. The people followed him, so he ministered to them, he fed them, he sent them on their way with the disciples. And then finally he could be alone with his Father in prayer. His whole purpose throughout this beginning of this chapter, once he hears about John, is he wants to get to a place of prayer. He's focused on going to prayer, but he didn't forget about the people that were standing in front of him. He was focused on getting back with God, but there were people that needed taken care of, and he did that. But he finally gets to where he wants to be. Let me ask you, are you worried about things today? Are you hurting in some way? Is there something bothering you, hurting you, ill? Is there something that's pulling at your soul today? Has the world just left you down? Maybe you lost it. Maybe your life's not what you want it to be. Maybe your job doesn't look very good. Maybe you lost your job. Do you need your faith to be enlarged today? Do you need more faith today? Do you need more strength than what you have today? Well, why don't we do as Jesus did? Go to God in prayer. Do you need more faith? Do you need more trust? Do you need more hope? Do you need confidence in this world? Go to God. Spend more time in prayer. I guarantee you, if you give him the opportunity, he will strengthen you for this life. Today we hear that Jesus walked on water. That should not seem so possible to those of us who trust in him. Walking on water is a big deal. That shouldn't be something that we look at and say it can't be done. All the scientists in the world today will give you some explanation as to why Jesus ended up walking on water. They give you hundreds of explanations that you can wrap your mind around for why it took place. I just tell you simply, he walked on water. He walked on water. It doesn't surprise me. It should surprise you. He is God, and one day, maybe very soon, he's going to step out and stand on a cloud to call us home. He walked on water, and he will stand on a cloud. Impossible, right? No, it's not. The God that you serve walks on water, and he'll stand in a cloud, and he'll call you home, and you'll stand on a cloud. This is what we believe. If we can't picture Jesus walking on water, then how do we picture him standing up there calling us home? Come on, guys. Come on. We got to have more faith than that. We got to know that this is God. Peter walked on water for a moment. Just for a moment. Until fear took away his faith. He looked around, he saw the waves, he saw the terror, he was frightened by the world, and he started to sink. You could walk on water. We could walk on water. I guarantee it. It is possible. You could walk on water today if we could keep our focus on Jesus. If you were to focus on Jesus completely, if you were to block out everything around you, put total faith in Jesus, forget about everything else that is affecting you, if you could get yourself to that point, you could walk on water. You don't believe me? I don't believe you. It sounds incredible. But I'm telling you, when you focus on Jesus Christ, when you have enough faith to trust in Him, no matter what's taking place in your life, you can do anything. Even walk on water. Just focus on Jesus. Friends, I don't know about you, but every day in some way, shape, or form, I hear Jesus say to me, "You have little faith. You have little faith. Why don't you trust me? Why are you worried? Why are you concerned? Why are you running so fast trying to take care of it yourself? Why are you consumed with what's around you?" Jesus simply looks at us and he says, "You have such little faith. Don't you know that I will take care of it? Don't you know that I can do all things? Don't you know?" Go to God in prayer. Increase your faith. Focus on Jesus, because all of us are suffering from this. Our faith is too small. And only God can increase it. And then the Father and the Son of God.